Hi, this is Greg Brand of the Panthers Television Network. What a great day it's been here at the Panthers draft party at Bank of America Stadium. All kind of things, main stage with bands, inside stuff on the field. It's been a wonderful day. Here's a little look with some help from our Top Cat friends.
Hey, Panthers fans, we're here at draft day party here in the parking lot at Bank of America Stadium. And here you can see we got the Panthers fans vehicle showcase. And this is your vehicle, correct?
Yes, mine and my friend James. I'm Dan Ortel.
Okay, all
and
right.
And we're part of the Panther fans tailgating.
All right, so tell us, how long have you been doing this?
So we've been doing it since 1995. And the bus is actually 1979 Thomasville school bus, which we converted right after the Super Bowl season in 2003.
So this takes a lot of dedication.
A lot of dedication, but it's a lot of fun. You know, it's definitely a little bit of a hobby. So we've been a season ticket holder since the beginning and pretty much been to every game, maybe minus one or two.
What do you think about all that today?
I would do anything for my child. This proves it.
Are you gonna make it?
Yeah.
So how did that feel?
Good.
Well, the Panthers draft day party continues. We've moved inside Bank of America Stadium, and you're here with the Panthers' second-round draft pick, Kawan Short. And, man, I know it's been a whirlwind 24 hours. Talk about the process last night. You said you were hanging out East Chicago. Now you're in Charlotte. But just last night, when you got the call, what was that like?
Exact time. It was around 6:30. You know, they called my mother's phone instead of my phone. So I'm still worried by this time. And, you know, she hurried up and grabbed me, and the whole place got quiet. So everybody kind of knew what was up. And, you know, I'm talking to all the coaches and, you know, telling me how much they liked me and they enjoyed my style of play and that they was going to pick me up the next coming round. So, you know, I got off the phone with those guys, went and sat in. And next thing you know, the guy's calling my name. So, excuse me. That was, you know, my heart get to racing and all these guys and tears of joy just started coming from my mother and my grandmother. So that was a moment I would never forget.
What do you think of all this?
Man, I'm just happy, man. This season about to start, man. I'm ready to get this thing going.
I noticed you're hanging out by the linebackers here, Thomas Davis, John Beeson.
Yes, sir.
You like those guys?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. There you go. Some more fans. Everybody say hi.
Hi.
Well, look, here's Josh Norman hanging out in his locker. Josh, how you doing, babe?
This is a off guard situation right now.
So we've caught Josh. You don't get to catch Josh off guard very often. He's actually on the phone, but he was sitting in his locker.
Yeah, they got me.
Yeah. See, you were out on the field signing autographs, weren't you?
I was. I was out there signing autographs, you know, the fans coming in. It was an awesome day. It didn't rain on nobody, so that was a good thing.
It's a little weird to be sitting in your locker, and it's kind of like almost being in the zoo, people going
like
by
the museum,
and waving.
Right? It's like the museum. It's crazy, but we got some loyal and great fans, and they come out here, and they show their support, and we grateful for that, you know, and glad we can come out here and do something like this for them.
All right, everybody, whose locker is that? Yeah. Yeah. You see, everybody saying number one. This is where Cam Newton lives.
Thank y'all for showing up on draft day. And these are just a few of the awesome things that have been happening here.